Okay, good morning. It's let me get over here. It's an upbeat more we found out last Saturday. This is Halloween week. For people who are really big about Halloween, which I'm not, I'm kind of indifferent to it. One of Matt's favorite holidays. And we just heard here this weekend while I was at home. We've gotten a good fight on the house. Somebody's trying to pull together the financing to get to buy the house in Pinellas. And it's what we wanted. But it also has the added extra kind of pain in the butt of, uh-oh, now I gotta start thinking about how I'm gonna live in Pinellas. I've got some years, several, might as well say 8 or so years until I can technically, until it's prudent to retire. I can retire a bit earlier than that. Probably in the next 5 or 6 years, but I would only be able to do that under somewhat tricky circumstances. Not tricky circumstances, but my the money I would be getting would be a bit less than if I hung in there for a few more years. Anyway, so things are looking up for that particular thing. All along this path, there's always been kind of things that said, you know, this is kind of silly and stupid. Why are you doing this, Demro? You know, Lisa really wanted to live in Tucumcari. Of course, there's a wonderful opportunity to do so with the paid-off house and all. Some days a week, which is usually only three, only got 7 days, can't be out 3 days a week, it's that bad. Her first choice is always for me to find some kind of living arrangement, university, Justin brings up a story, well, her story, about somebody whose husband worked in oil, and she was kind of she was a director at Eastern, and stayed in one of the apartments on not one of the ones for the kids, but, you know. They have kind of a old-timey, kind of faculty-ish one. Might be good, depending on the price, you know, I don't really know what my breakover point is, but I don't think I'm going to be willing to pay $300 a month for some place that I don't even hardly, or even hardly live in. That's really the big thing. If I'm not there 7 days a week, it pretty much lacks for interest from me. I just assume do something akin to camping out. At least I was like, yeah, well, maybe you should just buy a place, you know, a little acre or something. But to be really honest, what do I need that for? Why would I, you know, why would I, you'd have to get rid of it at some point, you know, even if the taxes were really low. What exactly is the point? I'd have to haul water and stuff out there, and what exactly is the point of that, to be honest? Except for the basic convenience of not having to pack up and leave. Honestly, I'm still kind of, considering conversions to this car to make it better for, taking showers at the state park. Of course, I recall for years I'd drive back and forth between Newcomb Carey and Fertalis. I did that for as far as I long for a call, but I can keep up. Bit of a job that way. I kind of want to leave my ascetic. I tend to say no a lot to a lot of things. service if it's given gets you through to retirement. Everything beautiful, you know. I don't drive as much. So I've got some options available to me. Not sure which one I'm going to actually end up taking. Explore our possibilities. And there's always the option for driving home being with Lisa, which is always my preferred thing to do. It'll also give me a chance to I kind of like the flexibility of being able to choose I find myself a little less interested in having a little apartment at Eastern or to me, buying an acre of land. I don't think that really, it just gives me nothing except some place to park the vehicle, and I'm not that freaking cheap, you know, like in the not old, but that's too far away, but...
I don't have a
looks like Lisa. Yeah, like Lisa's not showing. She doesn't like doing this in the winter time.
Stop this thing.